100 parables, cutting 10 and compensating 100. A long time ago, there was a king who feared people criticizing or speaking ill of him, and he hated the most those who gossiped about him. As he was the king, he could make up any kind of law any time he wanted, so he punished with death sentences the people who gossiped about him. However, the king was inconsiderate to his people. The citizens did not give up criticizing him. They would rather have been sentenced to death than to have stopped criticizing him. In fact, even more people started to speak ill of him. One morning, after hearing his ministers reporting in the court, the king vaguely heard someone criticizing him behind his back, saying that he was a fierce tyrant, even more violent and vicious than a fearsome wild beast. Upon hearing this, the king was enraged and jumped off his throne, making the people in his court feel that lightning was going to strike. He glared at his cabinet in fury, even though most of the ministers had already left, leaving only a few senior ministers still in attendance. The king was even more enraged because he couldn't figure out who had actually said those insulting words. Then a sly courtier close to him falsely accused one of the senior ministers, and the king had that minister imprisoned and tortured. Also, to vent his rage, the king ordered 10 pounds of the old minister's flesh to be cut off. After that ruthless and humane torture, the miserable innocent minister felt half dead. A couple of days later, an investigation into the matter revealed the truth, and the king was informed that it had not been the senior cabinet minister who had reviled him. He felt so sorry for torturing the old minister that he sent 100 pounds of meat to him as compensation. Nevertheless, the tortured minister still struggled miserably in tremendous pain. The king then said, "I only cut 10 pounds of your body, but I am now compensating you with 100 pounds of meat. Isn't that enough to make you feel better?" Then the old minister replied feebly, with waning strength, "If your majesty's head were chopped off, and you were compensated with 100 heads later on, would that be enough? Would you be satisfied?" "But that would be impossible," said the king. "One wouldn't be alive if his head were chopped off. It would be useless to get any heads afterwards." The king finally understood what the senior minister meant, but by that time the old man could no longer take the pain and had stopped breathing. Huge mistakes like that are often made in the heat of the moment. People gossip every day, and even though their words are blown away on the wind, the contents of their talk, good or bad, leave impressions on others' minds. Everyone has his own strengths and weaknesses, so it's natural to be both praised and criticized. People wish to be praised even for the smallest accomplishment, but hope others will ignore their shortcomings and not criticize them. People really like to gossip, and especially to criticize others. However, when you badmouth others, they will do it right back at you. We should learn how to tell right from wrong and not speak ill of others behind their backs. It only creates more animosity. It is obvious that most of us have good friends and that we treat our good friends very well, because we are always together with them. However, we also dislike some people because they have argued with us and criticized us in the past. Even though it is not so obvious, the reason people criticize us is that we actually do have some shortcomings. So we should try to change for the better and be grateful to those who criticize us. Thanks to them. Since those people make us more aware of our shortcomings and do something about them, so we should not become angry nor return the criticism. Rather, we should be thankful for the criticism.